The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin. I recently came upon an interesting article that discussed research on how our moods are influenced by our social networks. The author makes the point that our moods are significantly affected by the moods of our friends, their friends, and even their friends' friends. Published research suggests that people we may have never even met can have their disposition passed through our social network, sort of like a virus. The findings are pretty intriguing. It is increasingly apparent that things like our happiness or depression, propensity for obesity, smoking and drinking habits, taste in music, interest in politics, all of those things are directly affected by the folks we choose, that would be our friends, or are compelled to associate with, those would be our coworkers. For years, one of my favorite topics to discuss in presentations is the open-loop nature of the brain's limbic system. Simply, we are hardwired to pick up upon and adopt the moods of others. In the article I mentioned, it's pointed out that psychologists have shown that people unconsciously copy things like the facial expressions, body language, and even manner of speech of those around them. More importantly, this causes a kind of neural feedback that actually causes the person to experience the emotions associated with the behavior they are mimicking. When I read this, I couldn't help thinking of one of my favorite quotes. You are more likely to act your way into feeling than feel your way into acting. If you want to be happier, act happier. You likely will be soon. If you want to feel more confident, act more confidently. Before long, it's not an act anymore. One research result in particular got my attention. In one study mentioned, it was found that the emotional displays of, get this, bank employees had a direct impact on the moods of their customers. Now consider that. We spend loads of time and resources on marketing and branch merchandising, attempting to create environments that are attractive to customers or members. How much time do we spend considering what kind of environment is being created by the very moods we wear on our sleeves? Keep in mind that the moods of those perceived to be in authority have an amplified effect on us. Managers' moods become their team's moods, which often become their customers' moods. There are no more powerful marketing messages being displayed or broadcast in your stores today than the observable facial expressions, body language, and general demeanor of your branch teams. Humans are wired to mentally and or physically avoid people and places that convey non-welcoming or unfriendly behavior. Conversely, people are naturally drawn to people in places that make them feel comfortable, welcomed, appreciated. They are more likely to actually pay attention to and take the time to consider the messages of people in places who make them feel those things. One of the greatest benefits of in-store branches is being able to put a face on the bank or credit union. In an increasingly technology-driven industry, customers want more than ever to know that actual, nice, friendly people are there to help them when they need it. The advantage in-store branches have is that you can convey those powerful messages to thousands of shoppers each week who aren't even your customers or members yet. Your branch team's observable behaviors are the most powerful marketing messages your institutions are sending this week. They set the mood and tone for your most important social network, the one right there in your stores. Make sure yours is a friendly one. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your team continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.